Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, friends. So I'm going to go ahead and start this episode off with an apology, because I am sorry for how this episode is about to fuck your shit up, okay? You're not going to be the same after it. Your whole outlook's going to change. It's going to hurt your feelings about 49 times, and I'm sorry about it. These are all the things I've learned about missing someone, something, missing memories, missing a certain time in your life. We're going to get into all of it, but it's just about like missing something, whether it's a person, place, thing, noun, idea. We're going to get into each little area, but I got to tell you some things about how to navigate it. And just a lot of shit that's going on that you don't realize. So like, I'm going to unpack it all for you. I am going to be vulnerable in this episode, and I'm going to give you personal examples from shit that I've gone through, and I'm going to tell you how I got through it. Okay. So the first thing I want to start off talking about is when you miss a person. Whether it's a friend, a sibling, a partner, a parent, anything you miss, like especially a goddamn ex. Like that's the fucking worst. Like it makes you want to fucking throw up. Like I feel like a cat with a hairball. Like I don't want to fucking be dealing with that, you know? So I've only ever been in one relationship, and y'all know that. And I avoid talking about that shit because of how it ended. It ended in court. It ended as bad as you could imagine a breakup going. Like, the shit that fucking happened, you couldn't even make up for a goddamn movie, okay? Like, one, what happened in the relationship, you couldn't make up for a movie. And then how it ended, bitch, oh my fucking God. Like, I don't even want to touch on it. I don't even want to touch that topic with a 10-foot pole. Like, one day, maybe, when I write a book about my fucking fucked up life, I'll include it. But I'm gonna dodge that. But I am going to talk about missing that motherfucker, okay? So this person did some of the worst shit you can imagine to me. And I need to point that out. And I need to like talk about that because it's very important. And you're going to get how I'm feeling and like what I'm about to say. So not too long ago, I started to have the feeling that I missed my ex. And when I tell you, I wanted to fucking rip my soul out and light it on fire. Like, you motherfucker, how dare you make me miss him, you know? But, like, it scared the shit out of me. It scared the absolute shit out of me that I missed this person. Like, how could you hurt me this bad and I miss you? Like, I got so mad at myself and I got so frustrated with myself. I was like, what the fuck? How are you even considering this? You know, like I started attacking the shit out of myself. Like, how the fuck could you miss him? And honestly, I got scared. I was like, no, I don't want to miss him. Like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, everything that's about to come with this, like, it sent me into a full-blown panic. I was like, I know I don't fucking miss you. Fuck you. Like, I was like trying to convince myself I didn't miss him. And then I was trying to tell myself, I don't give a fuck if you do miss him. Shut up. Like, I was just like, I was literally being so mean to myself. And I was being so dismissive because I was so fucking scared. I did not want to miss him because I didn't know what to do with that. But after trying to fight it off for like a week, I finally sat down and was like, you know what? Face it. Okay? If you feel like you miss him, motherfucker, I want a list then. Like, I literally sat myself down. I was like, make a list. Make a list. I want to see what you miss about him so bad. Write it out. And I made myself write it out. Like, I full on made myself write down every single thing I felt like I was missing about him. And by finally facing the fact that I felt like I missed my ex and like acknowledging it and trying to understand it and going into it, like, I realized a lot of shit I wasn't ready for. Like, I missed a lot more than I thought I did. But after looking at my list, I realized everything on this list is just like shit that I miss about having a partner and having someone to date. Like, I know that sounds so shitty, but like, it's the truth. Like, I was so scared to acknowledge that I missed him because of everything that came with it. But after I made the list and I got very clear of everything that I thought I missed about him, I realized I didn't miss shit about him. I missed having a person. And honestly, that's a role that can be filled by any human being with a goddamn pulse. Like, I'm sorry to say it, and I'm not dismissing the whole situation like it's that fucking small, but I have not let myself get into another relationship. But this whole thing made me realize that I've been neglecting myself of that for a while. And it's something that I would like to have again. Like, I miss having a person. I really fucking do. So deadass, like, make a list and full on fucking look at everything you think you miss about this person. And then be like, okay, is this something actually, like, special to the person? Or could, like, anybody do this? You know? It's the voids that you miss being filled that used to be filled by this person. Like, you'll see very quickly, the person's not shit. And even if you're like, oh my God, I was so close with them. Closeness, if you break it down, comes from spending time with someone. To feel close to someone, you have to know them. You have to spend time with them. That's something that's not just like easily replicated if you meet someone new. So you might be like, oh no, I was close with them. That can't be replicated. It can, it just can't be replicated quickly. You can feel close with more people. You can feel close with other people. It just takes time. And that's something people don't understand about closeness and feeling connected to people, is it comes in those tiny little moments that nobody wants to fucking do. Like all the little monotonous things you did together, all the time you spent together, the little things that you went through together, that's what brings you close to someone. That's what makes you close with your friends. Like if you look back at all the nights that you have with your friends, it's like the little moments where you were up late talking, the little moments when you're outside of a club because it closed and you're like sitting on the curb smoking a cigarette, like you two just sitting there talking shit and bonding. Like those are the nights that I remember with my best friend Genevieve. Like when we would run away from the club when everybody was having a good time, me and her would take off and go get fucking food, like, and sit on the curb and just eat it. Like those are the little bonding moments, and that's where you find closeness with people. Like it's the tiny things that create closeness. So you might have felt close with this person that you miss, but that's something that can be replicated. It just takes time. So you might look at it like, oh, I'm not going to find that closeness again. You will. It's not something you find. It's something that you build. So once you realize that, it'll help you kind of detach off that motherfucker you feel like you miss so hard. So another dynamic of someone that you could miss is a friend. And I swear to God, that shit is worse, like thinking back to missing a friend, like bro, because like with the relationship shit, it's like you can convince yourself to move on, and the friendship thing, you can do the same thing, but it's a little bit harder. But the main point I want to get across is you can miss someone and still not go back to them. So just because you feel like you miss them so bad, or anything really, like if you miss a person, place, or thing, or whatever it is, you can feel that you miss them, you can have it hurt that you miss them, and still not choose to go back. So one thing I do is I allow myself to remember the good experiences. I'm like, that was cute. Like I let myself think about the times that I feel like I miss, but I don't let myself say, I miss this person. Because like with my ex, there are parts of the relationship and things that happened that I do miss and that I do appreciate. Like there are certain parts that were just cute. And like, great, like that relationship was the best of the best and the worst of the worst for me. So there are moments where I'm like, oh my God, I really liked that experience, or I miss this, or I miss that. But I do not let myself say I miss him, because in order to say I miss him, that means I miss the entirety of him, which I fucking do not. You can miss certain parts of someone or certain things about someone, but not miss others. So don't say you miss a person. Say you miss a memory or a feeling. Say that. But these are just a couple things that I keep in mind to help myself kind of sort out how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. And it makes it easier, you know? Because the last thing that you want to do is make yourself convinced that that person is what you want. Like you left for a reason, it's over for a reason. Whether it's you outgrown a friend or you outgrew a relationship or some shit happened or there was a betrayal or whatever it was, it's like you don't want your brain thinking of all these happy memories to convince you to go back to them. Like, don't do that. It's okay to miss certain things, but do not say you miss the entirety of a person, because I guarantee you fucking don't. So allow yourself to think of it. Think of the times. Think of these chapters in your book. Like, these are memories in your life. These are times that you've had. Like, they've built you to who you are. Like, enjoy thinking about them. They're fun. Don't force yourself to think of the negative experiences too to cancel out the positive. Just allow yourself to think about the good times and be like, okay, I'm still not going to go back. I'm still not going to change anything just because of how I feel. Like, if I know that I've outgrown a certain friend, thinking about times that we had, I'm not going to go choose back into that friendship because I miss you for a minute. Like, once I come back to my senses, once I come back logical, I'm going to remember, okay, we aren't a fucking match anymore. Like, just let yourself go through the process of experiencing the good shit. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to hold yourself back from that. Like, yeah, it sucks that it was that with that person, but just let yourself experience that little memory and then keep your ass moving. So the next thing I want to get into is another thing I had a fucking almost breakdown about when I was like, do I miss this place? Is the place that I moved away from, which was Pensacola. So I moved to Houston. I live in Houston now. I've been here for like a month and a half. But like a week ago, I started freaking out because I was like thinking about my friends that I had in Pensacola and the things I used to do in Pensacola. And like, I started to miss it. And I was like, no the fuck you don't. Like, that aggravated side of me came out again. And I was like, shut up. I was like, you don't fucking miss it. You were fucking miserable. You wanted to kill yourself. Shut up. Like, I was so mad at myself that I thought that I missed this fucking place. So I learned from the last time with my ex, look at what you think you miss before you say, I miss this thing. So I didn't have to make a list this time. Like, I just sat down and started thinking about Pensacola. So I've always emotionally felt alone, but in Pensacola with all the little friends that I had, I didn't feel physically alone because I knew I could call them at any moment and I could go be around people like as soon as I want to call them. And I have a couple people in Houston I can call, but like they're always fucking busy or I'm always fucking busy. It just doesn't line up. But in Pensacola, I had people that I could like go to if I wanted to be around them, you know? I don't have that here. So it's not Pensacola I miss. It's not those specific friends I miss. It's the fact that I don't feel like I have people at my disposal for when I want to see them. That's the feeling I miss. And I'm about to unpack a lot more shit. Because with going out, like with going out in Pensacola, it didn't matter if I didn't have someone to go out with for the night. As I knew so many people around the town and around all the bars and clubs and shit that I could go out alone and still run into people and have a good fucking night. Like, I felt a sense of like comfortability and like familiarity with everything around. Like, I was familiar with all the places. I was familiar with the people. Nothing was new. Nothing was unknown. Like, it was all kind of like a sense of security because I knew what to expect. I knew where everything was. Like, I wasn't having to use my fucking GPS for everything like I do here. There was a sense of like familiarity and connectedness. Like, not even connectedness. I don't know the fucking word. It was like comfortability. Like, I knew I was comfortable. There was not really ever an unknown of what's gonna happen. So that's a feeling I kind of miss, because like going out here, I don't fucking know nobody. Like, I'm confused and I'm just like, I don't know what the bars look like. I don't know the layout. I don't know where everything is. Like, if I'm drunk downtown, I don't know how to navigate it. Like, I know how to navigate it in Pensacola, but I don't know how to navigate it here. And these are all normal things that I'm feeling because I moved to a whole new fucking place. Duh. But the whole reason I'm bringing all that up is because the other night I was sitting there and I was like, I miss going out in Pensacola. And as soon as I thought that sentence, I was like, no the fuck you don't. Like, I used to fucking hate that place. Like, it was a weird, I loved it, but I hated it. But my memory was just like making me remember all the best times. I was like, oh my God, I miss all the people. I miss the bars. Like, I was just like being a little fucking whiny little sensitive bitch the other night. But as soon as I thought that, I was like, it doesn't make sense because I know I didn't like it when I was there, but my memory is like gaslighting me. Like, if I think back to how I felt, like, I never fucking liked going out there. The bars were shit. The people were mad fucking weird. Once I realized it's the sense of familiarity and the comfortability and the knowing people and the knowing where I'm at, that made sense. So I was like, okay, that's what I miss. And familiarity with the location of Pensacola is something I also miss, because here, I don't fucking know where shit is. Like, I'm slowly learning it. Like, I know my route to the gym. I know my route to the tanning salon. I know my route to the mall. Like, but I don't fucking know shit else. Like, I don't know really directions. Like, I don't fucking pick up on shit and like, I don't know. And it kind of like makes me miss knowing where I was going, you know? Like that's something I didn't think I would miss by moving, but that's one thing. Like I'll gladly take moving here over what the fuck I gave up. Like, trust me, I'm so happy with my decision. But that's another point I want to get into is by feeling all these things and thinking that I miss all these things, if I mislabel this shit and I tell myself, no, I actually miss Pensacola, it's going to make me think I made the wrong decision and want to go back. And that's the opposite of what I'm doing. Like, I'm too aware to do some shit like that. But my point is, like, if you mislabel something, it'll make you second guess yourself. So don't mislabel it. Like, understand the way you're feeling first. Because when I say I miss the familiarity, like, I had spots in Pensacola where I would go to cry. Like, I would go climb the scoreboard at the baseball stadium and go up there and have a cigarette. And I would talk to myself and I would cry. That was, like, my smoke spot. Like, I would go up there and, like, counsel myself. And I would have, like, a little meeting with me. I would check in with me. Because, like, I was real high up in the air. No one could hear me. No one fucking knew I was up there. It was overlooking the water. It was real fucking pretty. Like, it was just my little spot I could run away to. And I loved it. Like, I always love having little spots like that. I also had a dock. Like, my friend had a dock. And I could, like, go out on the dock and sit on the water at night and just, like, be by myself and just have a new place to go. Like, I love little hideouts. I love little spots like that. And I had this one church that I used to always go break into. I mean, visit. And I would just go there when I got, like, emotional or whatever. Like, I had these spots I would go to when I wasn't feeling, like, all that good. And I just wanted to kind of go explore or be by myself or just, I don't know. Like, I just had little comfort spots that I went to that weren't home. And I miss not having that because I'm in Houston now. I don't fucking know where to go. I don't know where these little spots are. It's like I have to go find them. But like, I don't know where the fuck to find them. Like, it took me so long to find the spots in Pensacola. Like, you just have to come across them, you know? But a couple places in Houston I've tried to go. Like, I've tried to go to a parking garage and like, I want to go get on the roof. Like, of a parking garage, like, the top at night and just smoke a fucking cigarette and look out over the edge and look at all the city lights and look at all this shit. But I can't fucking find one. Like, none of them are open to the public. And it's so fucking frustrating because, like, last night, all I wanted to do was go fucking cry. Like, I just wanted to go and look at all the lights of the city and just cry and be fucking dramatic. And I kept driving up the fucking parking garages, and at the top level it would kept being locked off, and I also had to pay to get into the fucking parking garages, which is pissing me off. Like, God forbid I want to go cry in peace, it's gonna cost me $10 and I can't go to the rooftop. Like, fuck. But last night was another moment where I'm just like, I miss the fucking spots I used to go to. Like, I miss my comfort spots because I don't have those here. And it doesn't mean I'm not gonna find them, but I just don't have any readily accessible to me while I'm upset, you know? And also, I miss Publix, like, grocery store. Like, oh my God. Like, HEB's cool, Kroger's cool, but, like, nothing beats fucking Publix, bro. Like, Publix shits on everybody. I'm sorry. There's just something about it. Like, I hate that it's green, but there's just something about a Publix that, like, they have everything you fucking need. Everything is nice. It's good. It's pretty. It's, like, the Target of grocery stores. Kroger is, like, ugly as fuck, okay? Why am I talking about grocery stores? Oh my God, Leo, get back to the fucking point. Also, another thing I miss is, like, having good restaurants. I know where they're at that I can go to when I'm kind of, like, down. So one thing I like to do when I'm down is go eat. Like, bitch, I love to just go out. I don't eat out a lot. But, like, when I'm sad, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to fucking eat. And I'll, like, go take myself a dinner. And I don't know no place here. And also, like, here you can't just show up looking bum as fuck anywhere. Used to, I would, like, go to a nice restaurant and I would show up, like, in a wife beater and look like shit. And I would just tip, like, 50% on my bill so that, like, I'm just like, here, like, just leave me be. Like, let me sit here and be ugly and I'll ruin the vibe of the atmosphere, but, like, I'm just gonna tip you good, okay? So, and I would go somewhere and order, like, the most expensive shit on the menu so they would just leave me alone. But I don't know the places here to, like, do that. Like, every place in Houston, like, you gotta dress up, bitch. There's no, like, slum it. Like, you gotta fucking, like, dress cute all the time. And I like that. But, like, I don't know the places to go to that I wanna have, like, comfort food, you know? Like, in Pensacola, like, George Bistro was my motherfucking comfort place. Like, I could go there in some goddamn house shoes, like a slipper, and they would fucking let me in because I knew everybody there. Everybody was cool. But they had the best fucking food. And, like, it's, like, a little pricey for Pensacola, but, like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, when I'm sad, I don't give a shit about anything. Like, I just want to eat. But that was my comfort spot. And I don't have one of those here. So, like, I was missing a little bit of comfort. You know what I mean? Like, comfort spots to go, shit to do. But yeah, I just started to miss a lot of shit. Like, I thought I was missing a lot of shit was the thing. It's like, I thought I was missing a lot of things about Pensacola. And as soon as I was like, did I make the right decision moving? I was like, absolutely not. We ain't even considering that. Like, I went into what I was actually feeling. And I came to the realization of, like, I was missing the familiarity, the comfortability, the sense of knowing where I'm going, the sense of knowing people. Just everything that I felt while I was there. Like, it was the feeling states that I missed, not the location or the people. So as soon as I realized it was the feeling states that I was actually missing, I felt so much better. I felt so much more relieved because I'm like, now I just have to look for how I can create those feeling states here. You know, like that's all I have to do now. Like it's real simple now. But moving on into my last point, the last section I kind of want to talk about is missing a certain time in your life or missing a certain memory. So I can look back on a lot of times in my life where I'm like, oh my God, I missed that. Like while I was going through it, I was like, ew, this is the worst fucking thing ever. But now looking back, I'm like, oh my God, like I would kill for that. Like when I was going through a lot of shit emotionally and like all the shit with my ex and he was like fucking my life up, I was going out on the weekends and getting like blackout, fucked up, drunk, rolling on Molly every other fucking weekend. I just wanted to escape my reality. Like all week I would work and I would get my fucking shit done. And then on the weekends, I would just let myself completely like leave my reality. I didn't want to be in my head. I didn't want to think thoughts. I didn't want to do shit. Like I just wanted to fucking escape it. You know what I mean? So I gave myself that. I started thinking back of like, oh my God, I missed that. And logically I'm like, Leo, you do not miss where you were when you were doing that. Like you were trying to escape so hard because you hated how you felt. So you don't actually miss that time in your life. So what feelings do you miss? What I realized that shocked the fuck out of me with what I actually missed about that was it wasn't what I was feeling. It was what I was not feeling that I missed. Because back in that time, I didn't feel the pressure that I feel now. Because now I have shit to lose. Now I have so much more going for me that I have to behave in a more constructed way. And I have to be a lot more strategic. Like, I'm known now. Like, people recognize me. I'm seen. I'm recognized. And I'm not recognized for, like, some little bullshit. Like, I'm not a fucking influencer. Like, I'm a full-on coach. Like, I get people through their hardest times mentally. So there's a certain level of like respect that has to be upheld with that. Like, sure, I show certain sides of my personality and I'm goofy and I'm whatever, but you'll never catch me out somewhere like fucked up, out of my mind. I'll never do drugs in public, like showing that I'm like fucked up. Like, I'll never do that now. Like, I don't give myself that freedom anymore because I hold myself to a higher standard. And really, it's like the person I am now. Like, I don't want to do that anymore, really. But looking back, I missed not having this pressure, you know? Like, I have such an important job, and so much is reliant on that, and it's so much responsibility. And it's not even just my coaching business I have. It's my TikTok, my app. Like, I have so much to uphold now. I have so much to work on. I have so much to do. And also, I didn't care about my job I had before. Like, I didn't have a job that I truly was emotionally invested in. Like, I'm so invested in my coaching. I love it so much. I try so hard to do my best at it. And, like, it's such a big priority in my life that I will not let anything interfere with it. Like, I will not let anything fuck with it. Like, I will not get fucked up if I know I have a call the next day. Like, I'm not gonna let anything impact my mood that will fuck with my ability to coach someone, because the people that reach out to me and the people that are trying to work with me are people that fucking need me, and I'm not gonna let them down. And that comes with a lot of pressure. Like, I chose that pressure. I like this pressure, but I kind of forgot what it was like to not have that. And thinking back to that time in my life where I didn't have that pressure, it's not that I missed that time at all. It's just I missed that little bit of relief, and it's like I was a lot more carefree. I had a lot less to take into consideration. Like, I've grown up, basically. Like, I've grown up, and I have a lot that I'm working on, and I have a lot that I care about, and I have a lot that I want to do. And that's just a lot of responsibility and it's a lot of pressure. So it signaled to me like I need to have more times in my life where I don't feel like I'm under so much pressure so that I don't have to sit here and like miss all these times where I was like fucked up on the weekends, not caring about shit, you know? So I just kind of use like those feelings of like I miss something. Like I say about feelings, they're a messenger. You feel the way that you do for a reason. So try to figure out why. Like the feeling of missing those days and those times in my life, like I look at it like it's a message of I need to have a break from the amount of pressure that I put on myself. I need to find a way to healthily like let loose and have fun, you know? But then I also think about in Pensacola, I had a couple of friends that were very well established. Let's just put it that way. They were like highly known. And I used to get to party with them. We used to have fun. We would let loose and it was all in the privacy of our own home. Or we would go on a trip together. And we would all just have fun. Like, I don't have that group of people to go hang out with anymore. And it's like, now I need that the most. Like, I need a house where we can all just hang out and relax and not have to worry about our image. We don't have to worry about fucking anything up. We can all just go and have fun and let loose in the house. You know, like I had that. And now I don't have that. I'm just kind of like, fuck. Because like, this is the time that I need it the most. But that's just another thing that I have been missing. I guess I'm just kind of venting this episode. So yeah, I'm done rambling about that shit. But the whole thing with missing someone or missing something or missing a certain time in your life, I just want you to kind of do what I did. Like how I explained in this episode. Just look at why you think you missed this thing. What feelings are you missing? Okay? What pressures do you miss not being under? Like, just take a genuine curiosity if you feel like you miss someone before you freak out. Because that's one thing I learned from freaking the fuck out is like, you gotta face it. Like, don't get mad at yourself for thinking you missed someone no matter how fucking bad they did you. It might not be them you miss. And I promise you it's not. Like, if you just question and try to understand what you missed so much, it's never them. I just hope I can prevent you from going through what I did, which was that period of like, ah, fuck, like panic. Like, no, you don't miss them. Like, I don't want you to go through that. So I'm going to leave it off there. But if you made it this far on the episode, will you leave me a 5-star rating, please? And thank you so much. Also, if you want to follow me on Instagram, I've got everything linked in the description of this podcast, my TikToks, my Instagram, my everything. If you want to work one-on-one with me and do coaching calls, I will also leave the application to become a client in the description. So fill that out, send it to me. And I just want to say I'm so fucking proud of every single one of you that listen to this for going on the journey of self-awareness because it's a painful one. It's a fucking bitch and it never ends. It's the ultimate growth. Like, it's the ultimate challenge and you never stop. So I'm just proud of all of you for still listening to this because I know how fucking hard it is, but we're in this shit together. I've got you, but I just want you to know that I'm fucking proud of you, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.